A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Chaf Beis, Shkalim 22a, pagination page 43, in the middle of the Mishnah. So let's count up from the wide lines, about six lines at the end of a line. Habikurim eina noagin ela bifnei habayis. Bikurim, I'm sorry, start from the word before. Hashkalim v'habikurim eina noagim ela b'fnei habayis. Shkalim and bikurim. Shkalim is the machatzis hashekel that we've been discussing throughout the Masechta. Bikurim is the first fruit which a farmer brings to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. So the rule is that those only apply when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Shkalim, because they're necessary for karbanos, and if the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, we're not bringing karbanos. And Bikurim, because the Pasuk says, Bikuri ad mascha tavi Beis Hashem alokecha, that the focus of Bikurim is to bring them to the house of Hashem. So if there's no house of Hashem, then you're not doing Bikurim. Aval, but, Meiser Dagon, the tithe that's taken from grain, Umeiser Behema, and the tenth, the tithe that's taken from newborn animals, Ubechoros, and the firstborn animal that goes to the Kohen, Noagin Bein Bifnei Habayis Bein Shalov Bifnei Beis HaMikdash Bifnei Habayis. That applies even not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and it actually causes quite a bit of concern, because a Bechor, for example, is not allowed to be used, it has to be brought as a Karban, unless it gets a Mum. If it gets a blemish, then it's not fitting for the Mizbeach, so then you could redeem it and you could use it. But basically, you're stuck with an animal that you don't really have recourse what to do with it. What's interesting is that Bizman HaZeh, the halacha states that a person should go out of his way to absolve a bechor of its holiness before it's born, so that he doesn't end up with the situation of an animal that he's not allowed to benefit from, and we're concerned that he might have benefit from it inadvertently. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Shin Chaf, Sif Gimel, is that Shutvis HaOved Kochavim Poter. When you have a partnership with a non-Jew, that will absolve the animal of its Bechor firstborn status. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Peterechem Bivnei Yisrael, it has to be owned by a Jew exclusively, and once it's not exclusively by a Jew, it is potter. Once the shutvis is such that it's a vital organ that had it been cut off, the animal wouldn't make it. So that level of a partnership is already sufficient to absolve the animal of the Bechor status, as long as it has partnership, significant partnership from a non-Jew, and therefore in Sivvav, Bizman HaZeh Mitzvah L'Shatif Im HaOved Kochavim Kodem SheYetzeh LaAvir HaOlam Kidei LePotro. In our time, it is a mitzvah to go into partnership regarding this animal, so that before it's born, it should already have that partnership in place. And you'll ask me, it's mafkia kedusha, so you're going out of your way to undo a potential holiness. You're not supposed to do that. But the answer is, shalayava lide michshol lehanos mimenu. We're worried that a person would end up taking from the shearings or something like that. Since we can't bring it as a carbon the way it would normally be required from the Torah law, so we're stuck without a Beis HaMikdash. We're stuck in a quandary. We would have to wait for a mum before we can redeem it. Better you should absolve it of its holiness right away. And that's what people do. If they own a herd of cattle, they will purposely take on a non-Jewish partner in order to absolve it, because that's what's written here, that you're allowed, and it's a mitzvah to do that, so that you don't bring animals into the world from which you're not allowed to benefit, and if you did, you would be in violation, you're setting people up for failure, not a good idea. Take a glance at the Gemara, six lines up, third word on the line, and you'll see that this concept of concern regarding karbanos is already in place in the Gemara. The concept wasn't invented in Shulchan Aruch. Ger bizman hazeh, a ger in our time, tzarech lahavi kino riva kesef, has to designate a coin towards his karban that he's supposed to bring, a rova dinner lekino. He's going to designate the right amount of money, because when he's ready to bring it, he should have the money lined up. Amar Reb Shimon said, "Bitlo Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai mepnei atakala." Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai stopped people from separating this coin, because on the one hand, the coin is great, because now you know the money is allocated. On the other hand, mepnei atakala, that coin has to be kept track of, because it's kadosh, it's holy, it's designated for a karban. And we don't like that you should have things lined up like that. And therefore, the person would bring a karban when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. But right now, he doesn't do anything, mipnei atakala, because we're worried that you're making something kadosh and then someone would inadvertently benefit from it. And that's similar to the halacha that we just said, bechor, that will circumvent the kedusha to protect a person from violation. Just as an observation, regarding challah, the requirement to take challah from a dough, and someone might think, similarly, that you could become a shutif with a non-Jew and somehow absolve it, that is not true. The halacha in Yeredeya Shin Chav Tes, Hilchas Challah, Sif Gimel, is Yisrael Shu Shutef Ma'ovid Kochavim, if a Jew is a partner with a non-Jew in a dough, especially today in an industrial setting, for example, Im Ein Bechelek HaYisrael Kishiyur Ptura, if the portion of the Jew does not have the amount of challah that would require that you take it, so then it's indeed potter. That would be a home setting, let's say, where each partner owns 2.5 pounds of flour, let's say. Vim yesh ba kishir, but if the Jew's portion, based on the partnership, based on the division, etc., is that he has the right amount to be obligated in challah, then he's chayiv. And you could take from the mixed portion, the partnership between the Jew and the non-Jew, but you do have to take, and having a non-Jew as a partner does not absolve the dough. Take a look going back on the page, the statement that concludes the Mishnah, last two small lines. Hamakdish shkolim ubikurim hareza kodesh. The Tanakhama holds that if a person does make the shkolim designated in our time, or bikurim in our time, purposely, even though it's potter, he purposely does it. The Tanakhama says kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer Amar bikurim kodesh einon kodesh. Rabbi Shimon definitively says that by bikurim, since there's a clear pasuk that says "Bikuri yad mascha tavi beis Hashem alokecha," so it would not become kadosh. And if you'll turn the page to the end of the Masechta, a statement from Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Ada bar Ava b'shem Rav, halacha ki Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. Tiklun Chadatin, for example, says halacha ki Rav Shimon that bikurim lo kadshi, shkolim kadshi, that bikurim would not become kadosh even if you tried. Kadshim would. Hadron Aloch, Maseches Shkolim, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.